This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Once again, the first number to come to my head was again my cell phone number, but I actually managed that time to stop myself without giving out any part of my cell phone.
Have you put out part before?
I've given all but the last digit before I caught myself once, yeah.
Ooh. Oh no, that could have been exciting.
Not really.
All hours of the night.
The vast majority of people who, like, watch Free Talk Live on the live streams and who would have caught it are trolls who don't care much for me or for Ian. And I would rather they not have my cell phone number.
Good call.
But with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And we're talking about the trauma that people have experienced throughout the last year. This one... The one we're talking about, their example is a bit weak.
I feel like I can go through more of a stronger example of myself with trauma from the government lockdowns than this woman. She was saying her grandma died. It took a while to get the ashes because lots of people were dying at the same time.
And then, I mean, that's unfortunate, but that's not traumatizing.
Yeah, everybody's grandma dies.
And then they packed up her things.
They put them in a... They dumped them in a box.
And sent them to her because her grandmother was dead and they no longer needed her grandmother's
stuff. They needed the
room. At the nursing home.
I don't get it. Yeah, they literally said they dumped her grandmother's possessions, including her grandfather's ashes, into boxes.
What else are they supposed to ship it in?
Well, now they can be together.
Good point. But, you know, on the subject of trauma, I did play Resident Evil 8, or The Village, on my day off, and it just about opens with this scene of the lights, the power being cut to your house, and armed dudes coming in, blasting with guns, and I was like, you know what? This is as close to a flashback as I ever want to get. I did not care for that at all.
I can't play scary, I mean, I don't really play video games very much, but if I did, I would not play a scary one.
Oh, I love scary games. I just did not expect to, you know...
Be able to relate to a game like that.
Yeah. Don't want to ever watch that particular scene again. But that's probably more akin to actual trauma than what this person is talking about.
That's all they described for their trauma. And, then the next paragraph, she says, needless to say, or this isn't her, it's motherboard. Needless to say, it hasn't been easy for Albanese to adjust back to normal. And as the United States improves its COVID-19 situation, with daily case numbers a fraction of what they were during the January peak, largely due to vaccinations, there's been a small but vocal backlash against those who, like Albanese, aren't swiftly shaking off the events or newly acquired safety behaviors of the last year.
Is this happening? Because all I see here in Keene are people, you know, insisting that Sununu's an idiot for lifting the mask mandate.
I haven't heard much, like, discourse since I just kind of stay in this libertarian bubble, but everywhere I go, I see people wearing masks. Like in the, what is it called? Home Goods. I've been there twice recently, and I've noticed that they even play a little ad in the store that says, like, if you have a medical exemption, you have to wear a mask, which is weird. But everybody else...
You have to or do not have to?
Do not have to. But everybody else is still wearing a mask. I never wear a mask when I go in there. And one time somebody said to me, like, do you want a mask? And I was like, no, I have a medical exemption, actually. And he was just like, okay. So you don't have to wear a mask in there, but people still do. Everyone else still does.
Well, I'm in a bit of a gray area with it right now because I'm legally required to follow all local ordinances. And that would include the mask mandate. If they actually pushed and called the police...
Then you could get in trouble.
I would be violating my parole. So I find it safer if I'm going into a place to just put on a mask. Yep.
Wow. That's annoying.
It is tremendously annoying.
Before that, did you wear one?
No.
Everywhere?
Not if it could be avoided.
Yeah.
I would wear one for, like, local burger because you can't get local burger anywhere else.
Right.
But if I needed something from a gas station, I would just go to one that wouldn't require a mask. I've noticed that the sign on Elm Street Market's door has changed. They initially sounded very pro-mask, very pro-extreme pandemic response, I guess is the word I'm looking for. But now their sign says, due to the city ordinance, we have to have this sign up that says masks are required. So initially it seemed like it was voluntary, but now they're saying, look, it's because of the ordinance. We have to say that they're required.
I wonder if they really just are losing a lot of customers, because I know Captain has said on the show, like, he stopped going there because, like, he was a regular and he stopped going there because they had tried to make him wear a mask. I went there to pick up...
Elm Street Market?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Is that the same as Elm Street Brewery?
No.
Never mind then. I'm lying.
Yeah, I would have been surprised to find that he went to Elm Street Market. I mean, it's right over here, which is the reason I go to it, because it takes me 2 minutes out of my way to stop by it on the way to the studio.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it, but I've never been in there.
Listen, they have a store cat, a shop cat.
That's cute.
It is. I put a box of wine up there one day, and then suddenly there was this cat, and I got to pet it, and it was great.
You're like, I'm coming back. I'll be here every day.
I never expected a shop cat to be so friendly to just, like, jump on the counter and be like, hey, random person, pet me. You know, cats are usually more skittish than that, but this one was not.
But that's the kind of cat that you want if you're going to have one in a business.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, getting back to the article, it says, there have been warnings of the dangers of extreme COVID caution, which is in parentheses and underlined, and 530...
Did anyone tell the television commercials this?
What do you mean?
When I was at Fork Fest last year, I always fall asleep with the television on. I just have to have the background noise to shut off my brain. Normally, I'm able to watch something that doesn't have advertisements because I know what ad block is. So if I just throw on something on YouTube and I don't have to watch the commercials. But at Rogers Campground, I had to watch, you know, the regular plain old commercials that everyone else has to see. And they were filled with fear-mongering regarding COVID-19. After just one day of seeing some of these commercials, I completely understood why people were so terrified. They were being bombarded with this stuff constantly, from Nike to car commercials to every single commercial that played managed to talk about COVID-19 and masks and social distancing and the threat that hung over us all. So I have no doubt that people who have been watching television for 35 hours a week, which, by the way, is how much television the average American watches, are absolutely terrified. They've had this glowing box, one that they trust, beaming at them for more than a year about how endangered they are from COVID-19.
Have they included the stuff in, like, the sitcom series, like, on the shows? Do they include, like, the mask problems that people are facing or, like...
That's a good question.
Issues, like, or is it just like the normal CSI episode where, like, somebody dies and they do an investigation, or have they included that? Do you know?
That's a good question. Do they wear masks in CSI?
I don't know.
I don't know because I don't really watch stuff like that, but I'm sure someone out there does. Give us a call and let us know, because now I'm really curious about it. In latest episodes of shows, like, through the last year, did they start wearing masks?
It would be strange if they didn't, honestly, because it's so... like, part of everyone's lives. Like, if it shows people going to a grocery store, are they going to be putting on masks to go inside or no? Because that would be weird if they didn't. Like, what world are they living in?
It would be weird if they did, though, because you... You kind of need to see an actor or actress
to be able to tell
face.
The emotions and, exactly.
Know who's talking,
I'm really curious now to know how all of that was done.
And what you were saying about the commercials is, like, it's not just that... they would be scared because of these commercials. They'll also feel like heroes because the main thing I've noticed from the commercials is, like, we're all in this together and, like, we're all doing this. And that's so annoying. Like, don't act like you're a hero because you put a mask on.
Well, they want to feel like they're doing something to help other people, right? And the mask gives them a really easy, really simple way to do this without actually having to do anything like... volunteer at a charity or something like that. They can just put on this mask and suddenly they're a good person.
Or I donated all of these masks to the hospital.
Yeah.
Look how wonderful I am.
Instead of putting that money to use in a better way.
I still don't believe that the masks do anything, and the reason is because I see people in my own job just touch them constantly, and myself, like, I'm always just, like, scratching my nose because there's, like, a little fiber tickling my nose and stuff like that, and I'm like, ew, I just touched my mask.
That's where I'm at with it. Masks absolutely would work. if people could refrain from touching her. I mean, the logic is there, and I'm not going to argue against that. Look, it stops spit particles. That's a given, okay? But if people are constantly touching them, they're just getting that spit onto their hands, and then they're going on to touch the doorknob, the cash register, the drink cooler, whatever, and they're spreading their spit directly to that whatever it is they're touching. So it probably exacerbates the problem in real terms. 603-283-6160. It's free.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We'll be right back.
Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio is Aria, Angie, and Bonnie, and I got to say I'm disappointed. We do have two callers, but neither of them want to answer the question about how sitcoms are handling the masking and the social distancing and all of that, and I can't just go on the internet and Google that like other people can, and I don't know what you would even Google to find out the answer to that. It seems like you would just have to have been watching television throughout the last year in order to know the answer. And I don't remember the last time I just sat down and watched television. Even at ForkFest, it was just on so I could go to sleep. I wasn't sitting there, like, actively watching it. Like, oh, no, Rick and Morty's on. I got to sit here and watch this.
It would be even weirder if cartoons are doing it.
I don't know. I Googled it, and it's just a quick Google says that once the camera starts rolling, mask wearing, testing, and physical distance are hit or miss per show.
Okay. But what reaches the viewer? You know, that's my question. And what about the movies coming out? Were they wearing masks in the movies?
Yeah, I haven't seen, like, a picture of, like, a new movie coming out, and then there's, like, a picture of them wearing masks or anything like that, so...
It seems like it's going to be really hard for them to continue selling this pandemic idea if they're not putting, you know, sitcom actors in masks.
Yeah, because people feel like they relate to those shows.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I've gone through that.
Yeah, it's kind of not fair. Like, if Hollywood gets to push the masks, they got to wear the masks in the show to make their show suck.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that assessment. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Vernon calling from New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right. So I got a great idea for a new show name for this. Instead of Free Talk Live, we call it Mask Talk Live. Because it's like I would say at least 60 to 70% of the show is now just talking about masks. What do you all think?
I think it's the most prevalent issue going on in our lives right now. People are forcing people to wear clothing, a specific item of clothing. Like, that's odd. That should be talked about every day. Like, it's freaking weird.
Vernon, I don't disagree with you. I remember a year ago sitting here in this very seat talking about how sick I was of talking about masks and COVID-19. A year later, I'm still
sick of it. I love Free Talk Live. I love Free Talk Live, and you all have some great opinions. But I, as a listener, I'm just giving you my own personal opinion. Maybe mix it up a little bit more. And I know I can call in and bring up whatever topic I want, and maybe I should do that some more. But my topic tonight is this, and so thank you for taking this into consideration.
Wait, but Vernon, before you go, do you have any relationship advice you need?
Do I have any relationship advice? Actually, sure. Yeah, I love talking about this. But it's not a relationship with my significant other, okay? It's a relationship with my brother. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. So my brother, about 2 years ago, he was living in Denver, and he was on a 6-month contract, and all of a sudden after his contract was up, he got a new job, but then all of a sudden he decided he wanted to be disabled. And so he says he suffers from these headaches, but he's taking it to a real extreme where all of a sudden he was watching TV and these headaches hit him. So he no longer wants to work. He sits in this wheelchair all day. He sits in, just lives off this inheritance, and it drives me bananas, and I have absolutely no respect for it because I am completely opposite. Like, I work full time. I've worked since I was 15. You know, I pay for everything, and, you know, what advice, you know, maybe am I being too insensitive? Maybe he really does have a problem, and I am just not, like, you know, being sensitive enough toward it, but there's really, like, do things like that really happen that drastically?
I think that they can, but... Like, migraines are really bad. I've known multiple people that get them, and they're just completely debilitating. Like, people with kids who have to, like, give their kids to the other parent because they just can't take care of them at that moment because it hurts so bad.
Yeah,
but one doesn't generally deal with migraines on a daily basis. I mean, my mother pulled this crap, and ultimately, in her case, it was just that she didn't want to work. She wanted to live off of government welfare.
I think
exactly.
But didn't
and
you say
exactly
he was living off of his inheritance? He's not living off of the government and welfare. Is that right?
Right, but he's trying to get it. He's got an attorney and all that stuff, and he's going through Social Security. I doubt it'll be approved because of his resources, but, you know, it's still ridiculous. I mean, it's in over where I live, by the way, so many people try to do that. Like, it is so frustrating. I am married, and my wife's side of the family, her mom and dad are on disability, and I know that they could work, but gosh, they just don't. They
Well, the system is set up to support these types of people. That way the government can continue to control and determine what they do and they don't do with their things. Because if you, the government says, if you want to be disabled, I'll pay you, but, you know, you're not going to go and do this, and you're not going to do this. And so that's just another form of control, and people are just willing to go with it because it's easy and they're taken care of.
Yeah, it goes back to the whole... my brother, though? Do you all think I should, like... be a little more, like, because I take a hard line on this. And, like, every time I see him, I'm like, I don't know. Like, should I be more sensitive toward him, or should I continue this hard line?
Maybe if you want to try, give it one more try, just tell him I'm going to give you a day where we, you know, look something up and we do everything that should help a migraine, and you tell me how you're feeling, and maybe from then you can tell if he's BSing.
Do you care about your brother? Is he your only brother? Do you have a good relationship other than this with your brother?
I mean, he's always been immature, so I would say it's been like 50-50, good and bad.
I say let it go. There are bigger problems to argue about. If he wants to be a loser and do this, then let him do that and just love him for who he is.
All right. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for the call tonight. That was unexpected. I didn't expect him to have, like, you know, a ready-to-go relationship to,
yeah,
to talk
me either.
About.
And it was like, bam, here it is.
Well, yeah. I was actually asking if he needed a relationship advice because I have the best boyfriend ever, so I realized that I'm qualified to give relationship advice. But that was cool,
it.
Too.
Well, I mean, it was a relationship. I'm just still blown away by how readily he had that whole thing ready to go. That was shocking.
Oh, wait, you're right. He was asking for advice. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
But prior to that, he mentioned, you know, the mask talk and all that. Dude, no one is more sick to death of talking about masks and COVID-19 than we are. Will the news please give us something else to talk about? But I'm not going to stop talking about it until my life is able to go back to normal. That's the point at which I'll stop about it. Just because everyone is vaccinated doesn't mean anything to me. Just because everyone else has stopped fighting with me about masks, not going to make me stop talking about it. Until I'm able to actually go back to normal and not be treated like like I'm a plague-carrying rat to be avoided at all costs, I'm going to continue talking about it. I don't want to talk about it, but more than not wanting to talk about it, I don't want to be treated like a plague-carrying rat.
I feel like it has gotten better in regular life, but I hadn't even noticed until Ian went to jail how completely bad it is in jail still. They'll just treat you like you're in solitary confinement if you don't want to wear a mask. And if you have a medical reason not to wear a mask, they'll still do that.
Look, I mean, you're in jail, so they're going to do what they want for the most part anyway.
But you're treated worse than the regular prisoners who wear a mask. It's just...
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The owner of the Colonial Pipeline says it has begun to restart operations after shutting down the conduit following a cyber attack last week. The company saying it had initiated the restart of pipeline operations around 5 o'clock Eastern Time, but cautioned it will take several days for deliveries to return to normal. The shutoff of the pipeline, the primary fuel conduit serving the East Coast, caused gasoline shortages in the southeastern and mid-Atlantic states. The Times Square shooting suspect is in custody in Florida. NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essick explains 31-year-old Farrakhan Muhammad was arrested by U.S. Marshals in the northern part of the state.
In a McDonald's parking lot in Stark, Florida, just outside of Jacksonville.
The shooting suspect wounded two women and a 4-year-old girl. USA Radio News. The Mideast appears to be on the verge of a new war. Israel firing dozens of airstrikes this morning, reportedly targeting police and security installations in Gaza. This news comes as Hamas terrorists have launched hundreds of rockets into Israel this week. Former ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, saying this is just another test early for the Biden administration.
Hamas now wants to test Biden because they don't think that he's going to do anything severe. They go and start shooting rockets into Jerusalem. And what does Biden do? He calls for restraint. What he should be doing is having Israel's back. This is where Biden should be calling out the Palestinians. The only reason this is happening is because Hamas is shooting rockets and Biden needs to put a stop to it. He can do it by pulling money, he can do it by calling for action, and he can stop this right now.
Jeffrey Epstein's alleged accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, is set to go on trial in New York City in November. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Still holding out hope that someone is going to call in and let me know what sitcoms and movies and stuff have been doing about actors and or characters in the shows wearing masks. Because I don't really care what the actors are doing there when they're filming the show or whatever. I want to know how it's portrayed as the character.
Like on the TV, how do you see them?
That's a weird thing for them to do, to go and promote masks publicly and then make a show where none of the characters are wearing masks. Like, that's an alternate reality altogether. That's just weird.
Well, they're all alternate realities.
Yeah, but I don't know.
None of them are real, even the reality TV ones.
But that's just, like, proving that nobody wants to be in this reality.
It's just bizarre to me. I want to know how they're handling it, and because I have a lot of younger, ultra-liberal friends running around here in Keene and on Facebook and stuff like that, and they talk about, you know, experiencing anxiety when they look at old pics from 2018 and see large crowds of people not wearing masks.
That is crazy.
It is. But so how would they feel watching a sitcom or something where no one's wearing a mask? Everything is just normal. So I want to know how sitcoms have been handling that.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to know the answer, let us know. 603-283-6160. We've got Nate calling from Maine. Nate, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yes. Before I get to my topic real quick about your mask thing, I haven't seen it in sitcoms, but I know that in Fear the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead, The World Beyond, I have noticed them wearing masks for different reasons, obviously, but
the zombie virus.
So do the characters in The Walking Dead, like, just walk around in these cloth masks now?
Well, no. Like, in Fear of the Walking Dead, when I was watching, I haven't seen the whole current season yet, but the episodes of...
LRN.FM. Have a good night. Yeah, there's some words that you can and can't say on terrestrial radio.
I can understand how that's a questionable one. I mean, I can understand how it would be a mistake.
Yeah, absolutely, but
I get it. Bye.
Yeah, my sister just dropped an F-bomb, and I warned her so many times before she called. She was like, I kept telling myself, don't cuss, and then she dropped an F-bomb.
Like, boom. She did, but that taught us that our dump button did not work. But it does work now, so that did not go out onto terrestrial radio. Unfortunate, because I would have liked to have known the rest of, you know, what Nate wanted to say, but it happens. Getting back into this other story, then, about the trauma that people are experiencing in regard to COVID-19, and we always bring it back to the mask because that's the most obvious of the problems caused by COVID-19. Obviously, I'm no fan of the social distancing, the plastic barriers they put up everywhere, the whole, you can't be that close to this person. I'm not a fan of any of that either. But they're not as visible as the masks. And they're not as uncomfortable. To be totally honest, standing on the other side of a plastic, you know, barrier from the cashier is not as uncomfortable to me as having to wear a mask to go in there and shop.
I could not go into the town office to get my tags. And there's a glass door, and there's like this little hole in that you go in the hallway, and then the person is behind the desk, and there's a wall and a glass. And she said, you have to go outside. So I was like, okay. So I gave her my paper, and I went outside, and she had to come out to get cash. And I asked her, I said, this is silly. You're getting more risk coming to me outside because we're like interacting, and there's no glass in the middle. She said, well, I know there's no one in here now, but it's for all of the people in the hallway. And I was like, oh, there's no one. No one.
All the imaginary people in the hallway that were more important than you.
Yes, and we were all protected from me.
These imaginary people.
No one.
That's the level of hysteria that we've been talking about all night.
Mm-hmm.
And the article brought up the dangers of extreme COVID caution, which we started bringing up because we think that possibly, if you're using extreme caution in the commercials and stuff like that, it's just going to make people even more scared. It says, there have been warnings of the dangers of extreme COVID caution. 538's Nate Silver tweeted, I'd argue one sign of irrationality is if a person doesn't change their behavior much after being vaccinated. This viewpoint was best summarized in an article from Emma Green in The Atlantic called Liberals Who Can't Quit the Lockdown. Lurking among the jubilant Americans venturing back out into the bars and planning their summer wedding travel is a different group. Liberals who aren't quite ready to let go of the pandemic restrictions.
Why would anybody want to hold on to this? It's been abysmal. It has sucked. We were talking last night. I haven't been to a live rock concert in a year and a half now, simply because there aren't any to go to.
Yeah.
And I live for music. The last year and a half has sucked. I want this crap to be over with as soon as possible, which is why I've always been an advocate of, hey, let's just carry on doing our thing and let this virus run its course so that life can go back
exactly
to normal. It would have taken like 2 weeks tops.
But now they're saying that this will be an every fall thing, every fall winter thing. You know, the mask will have to come back out and we'll have to put them back on.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know where I read that, but I read it recently.
Well, that's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, I don't have to put them back on.
No.
I'm not
I don't think people will. Once they go back to living without having to wear the mask, I don't think you'll be able to get the average person to put one back on.
I think you're wrong. I think the average person will do exactly what they're told when they're told. They'll say, oh, gosh, here it comes. If you don't wear your mask, you're going to get sick. You can't go out. You can't do this. Let me put my mask on, you know, and let me go to the grocery store. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I hope that they will remember how nice it is to be able to breathe freely,
mm-hmm,
to see other people's smiling faces, to interact with them on a human level, to not have to stay 6 feet away from them. And that they will say, you know what, I'm never doing that crap again. I can't believe I went along with it the first time. That's my hope.
I hope so, too.
They have, they have the concerts and stuff will be the incentive to wear the mask. Like, I just noticed, but I saw last night that Kim Petras, probably, like, one of my top favorite artists of all times. I went to her concert at the end of 2019. is going to be in a concert in Los Angeles, which, I mean, I couldn't go anyway because it's in Los Angeles, but it's going to be on my birthday. And
why couldn't you go because it's in Los Angeles?
Well, I just don't want to drive or fly to Los Angeles. I don't know. Like, if it was happening anywhere near me, I'd want to go. But either way, I don't want to go because I don't want to have to wear a mask and all this crap you have to do to go to her concerts now. It's her first concert since, the beginning of 2020. And that's just ridiculous and sad. That's a bribery, like, to all the people who love Kim Petras. Like,
you have to wear a mask to go to the concert. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, and I'm sure plenty of people are going to be like, oh, yeah, I definitely wear a mask to go to Kim Petras. Are you crazy?
Well, I mean, the media has certainly openly talked about this. We can't continue the lockdown or the social distancing or the mask or any of that, or we won't be incentivizing people to get the vaccine. If we promise them that everything is going to return to normal, then they'll be more incentivized to get the vaccine.
But if that was the case, then once they got the vaccine, they would not have to wear a mask.
Right.
Or it would not matter if you didn't wear your mask because I've had my vaccine.
Or if you didn't get vaccinated.
It doesn't make any sense.
Nope, not at all.
Vaccinated people are being told by anyone, oh, you need to avoid contact with people who aren't vaccinated, but you're vaccinated.
Yes, exactly. I thought the vaccinations were supposed to protect you from things like that.
Yes, I thought the whole point was to reduce the possibility of you getting COVID-19 to the degree where you could carry on your normal life. Isn't that the point?
That you would think so, but maybe they're telling people not to be around others who are not vaccinated because they know that you are going to shed and that you are going to spread it like wildfire to the people who are not vaccinated.
But wouldn't they want that?
Well, you would think so, but I don't know.
I mean, if it was actually doing its job and just keeping people from getting sick, it seems like a vaccine that automatically spreads from one person to the next would be a good thing.
Maybe they're trying to segregate everybody. They're like, okay, these people do not get vaccinated, and if we tell the people who got vaccinated to stay away from these people, we'll know which ones we need to go after when crap hits the fan.
There's certainly some level of that going on. We got a caller last night who was talking about this locker room where people who were vaccinated get to put yellow stickers on their lockers, and people who are unvaccinated have to use the blue stickers on their lockers.
Lockers where, like at work? Or
I think it was at a gym or something. I don't recall exactly where, but yeah, there's certainly some level of segregation and us and them nonsense going on. All of this, we're in this together stuff. Oh, but not if you're not vaccinated. We're not in this together anymore. 603-283-6160.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. And for those who aren't aware, we're hoping that Ian Freeman is going to be released from police custody very, very soon. For those who haven't been keeping up with the story at all, he's in jail because on March the 16th, a joint task force of government agencies, including the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, the IRS, the FBI, and I don't remember who else was involved. It was a long list. I think it was six different government agencies targeted. Free Talk Live, Ian Freeman, myself, Andy and Renee Spinella, Colleen Fordham, by the way, a 60-year-old grandmother, always worth pointing out, and arrested us. You can find out more about it at thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways to donate to the Legal Defense Fund because these charges aren't a joke and they're going to affect cryptocurrency. What the outcome of this case is going to affect cryptocurrency for decades to come. If you care about financial freedom or liberty or, you know, Free Talk Live being able to do what it's doing, which sort of requires the host to not be in jail, you may consider donating to the Legal Defense Fund at thecrypto6.com. The word six or the number six, it doesn't matter, thecrypto6.com. Let's keep going with the phones. We got Smiley coming, calling from Orange County. Smiley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk a little bit about the COVID situation. I've been listening for a little bit now. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I guess I have somewhat of an alternative perspective, specifically on the lockdown and mask stuff. And I kind of agree on the things you guys have been saying from like a liberty perspective. But from a more selfish point of view, it's a little embarrassing, but I guess you could call me an incel. Like I've never had a girlfriend or you know, been with anyone like that. And it was only once we all started to, like, wear masks and do these virtual dates and stuff that I've had any interaction with women because, you know, I'm hideous. And kind of having that mask on, I can talk to people, and I have this new sense of confidence. I'm a little bit nervous about what it's going to be like when that goes away.
Let me tell you something. I really don't believe that you are too hideous to get a girlfriend. And
I want to quote George Bernard Shaw here. No one has ever been too ugly to get a partner if that's what they wanted.
Yeah, it's all about what other things you bring to the table, like, you know, your personality and having fun and just things you're interested in and maybe the girl's interested in, too. It's really not all about looks. In fact, I used to have this, like, debate all the time with people. I was like, I hate that fat guys think they're ugly because, honestly, sometimes fat guys can be hot, and it makes me so sad that they think they're ugly. Like, I don't want a fat guy with low self-esteem. Like, you know, some fat guys are hot. If they had high self-esteem, they'd be hotter.
Yeah. I definitely, you know, as you can imagine, it's not something I haven't heard before, and I appreciate, you know, the sentiment behind it. But from my, you know, you can see from my perspective, my lived experience, you know, it kind of feels like certain factors are holding me back. Like, I don't know how much you guys are into the literature, but, you know, I feel like my wrist size is pretty damning, and, I'm not too tall either. I've got a serious height. A serious height issue. Sorry, this is kind of hard to talk
Smiley,
about.
Smiley, do you have a lot of, before the pandemic, I know that you said you weren't, like, intimate that way with females, but do you have a lot of friends, like a lot of girls that are friends?
I mean, definitely not any females, no. I mean, in terms of friends, the closest thing you could say is friends is, you know, other men that I talk to about kind of the woes of being with women, and also I have a couple friends that I play World of Warcraft with, but you know, in terms of female friends, no, it's hard to see, I guess, the value in kind of maintaining that platonic relationship.
When you go out in public and you talk to a woman, like there's a cashier and she's a female, are you friendly? Do you smile? Like, do you like make conversation, or are you just like, thank you, bye?
Well, that's what makes the mask thing so, you know, and I get it. I get why everyone else hates it, but it's so incredible for me because, you know, in the past I would kind of freak out if it was a woman behind the cash register. But now I have the mask on, and it's like she can't see that I'm grimacing. She can't see the sweat, you know, on my face, and I can kind of pretend, you know, like I'm a Chad. I can pretend like I have any confidence and get like a smile or something.
Why don't you have any confidence?
I've never gotten as far as I have before until the mask stuff started happening.
Why don't you have any confidence?
You know, I feel like it's a multifaceted issue. I mean, like I said, on one hand, I do believe that there are, you know, genetic factors that go into attractiveness, and you know, you can't really change genetics, although I have considered, you know, because in China, I feel like they're a lot more, you know, blunt about this kind of stuff. And so if I was thinking about going to China and getting the height, like the height, what do you call it, where they lengthen your
legs? Like stretch your body?
Yeah.
How tall are you? Like, I've dated someone as short as, like, I don't know, 5'6".
Well, I'm 5'4", so, you know, it's a little...
We are the same height. That's a great height.
It's really not, like, a absolute, like, you can't date a girl if you're 5'4". I really don't think so. In fact...
Do you think I would have more success if I tried to date men? Because maybe... You know, you said we're the same height.
No.
Do you want to?
That's what I was going
to
say.
Do you want to date men?
Are you attracted to men?
But I'm desperate.
Then you're not going to be more successful.
No.
I mean, if you want to date men, you'll probably be more successful with that.
Actually, you know what?
It sounds like it may be a way to go. If women make you that nervous that talking to a female cashier makes you sweat and stuff, sounds like dating a dude may be the way to go.
I think you need to think less about wanting to date someone and more about just, like, loving your life in general. And if you're having a fun time and a good time when you're, you know, talking to this girl at the grocery store, then it'll come through. It won't be just like, oh, I need to get her, you know what I mean? They won't be like, oh, I need to date her right now. It's more just like, oh, yeah, I'm having a great time and I'm happy and, you know, you guys have a good conversation. I mean, I don't necessarily think you should pick up your grocery store clerk because
it's just
working.
I would generally recommend against that, yeah.
But, you know, in life in general, just, like, stop focusing on dating. No, you know, I just try to make friends.
I don't believe a person can, because the whole dichotomy of male-female sexual relationships is that the male is the predator and the female is the prey. If he's not seeking that out, it's not just going to land in his lap. He has to actively seek out that relationship.
You bring up the cashier, you bring up that dynamic, you know. The thing I think of when you say, like, maybe don't ask up the cashier, I'm thinking, well, the cashier, you know, she's at work. She can't really leave. And, you know, you bring up that dynamic. Like, how am I supposed to ignore that staring me right in the face?
Let me find a girl who's not at work. Like, go to a bar or something and, you know.
Or a park or anything.
Yeah. And just because she can't leave doesn't necessarily mean she's interested. Like, that might give you the false hope that she's interested because she's being nice to you.
She's doing her job.
I don't have any hope at all. I don't think anybody's interested. Are you familiar with the term aff-maxing?
I am not.
No. Should we ask?
I'm on at least 5 different dating apps at any one time, and I probably spend there like 12 hours a day flipping through Tinder and Bumble and Hinge, just constantly swiping, trying to get, and I get maybe 2 matches every month, and they usually end fairly quickly, or they're bots.
I think that if you're spending 12 hours a day on any app, then you're probably not putting enough effort into your life that would attract a woman. And I don't think that means you need to go out every single time you leave your house is in an effort to get a date, but you need to be focusing on other things and have other things going for you and, you know, have something exciting to talk about with someone, you know, and then like, next time you happen to meet a girl, yeah, definitely don't do nothing, because if you're just sitting in your house, then you're never going to meet anyone. But I think that it is an issue when somebody's constant topic on their mind is getting a date, because it's going to be obvious.
Smiley, thank you so much for the call tonight. There's a lot to unpack there. Lord Porcupine on DLive has suggested stop swiping, start messaging. I would generally agree with that assessment as well. That's probably a better way to handle it. I used Tinder very briefly, and I realized that it was never going to lead to much of anything that was going to be worth my time. Like, it probably wouldn't be unusual to spend 12 hours on there to get a single date.
You mean I'm not going to find my Dogecoin poppy?
Way to bring it back. Probably not. 603-283-6160. You can talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.